Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We go extra hard on the extra yard. I'm Alex Dono alongside former Miami Dolphin Troy Stradford. Gives us a really nice view of the backyard. Have we been getting good rain lately, Troy? It's very green behind you. I'm enjoying that view.
No, a couple of weeks ago, we were getting like rain every day, but yeah. I don't think it has rained in almost like 4 or 5 days, so.
And I'm hearing the birds chirping back there. It's a lovely scene out there. And, of course, a lot of green is appropriate since it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm not wearing any
sort of
green today. I don't have a lot of green clothing. And so, like, when this day rolls around, I treat this like any other day. I mean, I say that now. I'm going to be drinking green beer in a few hours. But as far as, like, my actual wardrobe, I'm treating this like any other day, man.
Where are you going to drink?
I'm not even sure yet. My wife and I are going to pick something out, probably a sports bar somewhere, because I got to watch the Canes basketball team tonight, 7:25
p.m. What
time is that? 7:25 on TBS. They're going to take on Drake, see if Miami can advance to the round of 32. So we got that going on. And the other thing we have going on today, Troy, this makes me a little sad, I think. Mike Gesicki is going to be signing with the New England Patriots, just a 1-year deal. Like he's probably not too happy with Mike McDaniel just like ruining his stock, because I feel like a year ago Mike Gesicki would not be signing somewhere on a 1-year deal where he can make up to $9 million, according to CBS Sports and other Boston area outlets up there. That Gesicki's going to join the New England Patriots. But this is like one of those things, because haven't we seen this a number of times, Troy, over the years?
Yes.
And obviously a lot of this happened when Brady was there. Brady's no longer in New England or anywhere right now. He's retired, supposedly. But, you know, when the Patriots used to take guys like the Wes Welkers of the world off of the Miami Dolphins, and like the Dolphins trash became their treasure. And we know Gesicki is capable of great things as a receiving tight end. I don't know if Mac Jones is going to bring out the best of him, though, up there. Are you worried about our old pal Mike Gesicki going up to New England?
The way I look at it is Belichick and his staff is still there. And that staff, even though they had different personnel, they had Tom Brady. And, of course, they had the Gronk man at tight end. But they know how to utilize the tight end. And Mike Gesicki, he has a set of skills that's difficult to cover, especially if you're zeroing in on him, like you're designing stuff for him. He could do things and get open. So we could already assure ourselves that he's going to have a big game against the Miami Dolphins. I'm not saying two big games, but he's going to have a big game against the Miami Dolphins. He's going to want to come down here and dance a little bit. he is not upset that he signed with the New England Patriots. He can't look forward. He can't wait for the Miami Dolphin game. He already looked at the schedule and said, all right, it's week three or it's week six. I'm going to kill the Miami Dolphins. So it's going to be a nice matchup. Like, I like the whole, even though I read today that the whole Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers thing is not close to being done yet.
Right.
When we talked about it, I said, I like him going to the AFC East. I like that competition. I like those matchups. Gesicki, he's no use of us or for us anymore with the Miami Dolphins. So I'm not shedding a tear. I'm sitting here saying, all right, you go do what you want to do. But I look forward to playing against him now. I enjoy these things. Yeah. I will say it again, Donald. I want the AFC East, all of the other teams, to be as good as they could be. So when the Miami Dolphins play them, they are as focused as they could be. Because it's a long season, and some games mean more than others. And I'm talking about, in particular, like when it comes to what team you're playing. And that's the AFC East. Yes, you got to win a lot more than that. But you want to win the AFC East. And if you have a team that's a slouch or just not playing well, who knows what could happen? You're not focused that week. I'm sitting here saying, Miami Dolphins go to play the Jets if they get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be focused. They go to play the New England Patriots and Mike Gesicki is there doing his thing. Oh, they're going to be focused, right? And they play anyone else in that AFC. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
They already know what that's all about. So I want the AFC East to be as competitive as anything. This is going to be a great football season that we could sit down and enjoy and take it all in.
Let me ask you this flat out then. So let's assume Aaron Rodgers does end up with the Jets, okay? Then you've got the defending division champion Bills. You've got a Miami Dolphin team that's improving big time in free agency. Patriots, I don't know. I mean, I don't think Gesicki moves the needle that much going over there to New England. I'll ask you point blank, who wins the AFC East next year?
Ooh, that's a good question. Considering everyone's healthy?
Yeah, let's assume everyone's healthy, and let's assume Rodgers is a Jet.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. I love it. I hope you're right. Your mouth to God's ears.
I gotta go with Buffalo. You know, the reigning favorite. Aaron Rodgers, that is so intriguing. I hope they get it done. I really do, because I like to see him in the AFC East and out of that ugly, sorry to say it, Green Bay Packers uniform.
Yeah.
But I like the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins look very, very solid. And this would be the second year working together with, you know, different parts of that machinery that's going on that they're putting together. And I don't think defensively, I mean, they're not going to miss a step defensively, right? Brand new defensive coordinator, brand new cornerback coming into town, new linebackers coming. Guys want to come back and prove that the way I played last year, I'm talking about individuals on that defense line. This is real, you know, Sealer. Like, he's coming back ready to go. And they're not going to rest on their laurels, or they shouldn't be resting on their laurels because they haven't won anything. I'm looking forward to it, truly.
You know, I want to remind everybody that we are proudly brought to you by Prize Picks. So much fun. And yeah, I got my Miami Hurricanes playing tonight, and it looks like Norchad Omier is going to give it a go, which is going to be huge for the Canes. You can make selections on NCAA basketball, NBA basketball, NHL hockey. Sign up. It's so easy. And by the way, Prize Picks fully legal in the state of Florida. So there's no sort of red tape. It's not an offshore operation. It's onshore operation, I guess we could say. Sign up at prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks mobile app. the way that you play, this combines daily fantasy with parlays, and I love both of those things. You simply make selections, 2, 3, 4, 5 players, and predict if they're going to go over or under their stat projections. And if you get all your predictions right, you win real money, and you can win big-time money back. And you can go cross-sport. Like, you could have 2 college basketball players, 2 NHL players tonight. You can mix and match your selections, which I think makes it even more fun. But the most important thing you've got to remember, if you sign up today at Prize Picks, make sure you use our code 5. Spell it out, F-I-V-E. They're going to ask you if you have a promo code. Don't skip over that part because you're only hurting yourself if you do. Because if you write in our code, F-I-V-E, they're going to double your first deposit up to $100. That's free play money, guys. You get that free play money, depending on, you know, how active you are, that could last you for quite a bit, especially if you're winning. You turn that free play money into actual money that you can take out. So prizepicks.com, yes, or the Prize Picks mobile app. Prize Picks truly is daily fantasy made easy. So, Troy, just circling back to Mike Gesicki real quick. Do you have any regrets about the way Gesicki was used last year? Because thing that I couldn't help but notice this, though. I couldn't help but notice this. Gesicki was one of the few guys in the passing game who actually looked better when Skylar Thompson played than when Tua played. I think Skylar probably went to the safety valve, the tight end, a lot more, because most of Gesicki's best catches and best games were actually when the third stringer was in at quarterback. So that kind of made me wonder, if Gesicki can put up bigger numbers and score touchdowns with the third stringer, what's missing with the starter?
The starter likes the shiny toys on the outside, yeah, and he has the confidence to get the ball to those guys, whereas one of these younger quarterbacks that came along, they just don't have that confidence to go downfield. I'm sorry, Mike. Like, you just don't fit the system. I loved you when you were here with the Miami Dolphins making plays. I don't dislike you because you're a New England Patriot, but I'm definitely not rooting for you now that you're playing for the New England Patriots. So, no, I look at what the Miami Dolphins are offensively, and I can recall going back to last season in the beginning when we start talking about it, I start describing the offense and what I saw. I said, they stretch you. I said, it's kind of weird that I say that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They stretch you sideline to sideline. Coaches don't like when you say that, but they do that. And then they stretch you down the field. They just didn't stay healthy last year. And just to say it again, yeah, if the Miami Dolphins stay healthy this year, primarily at the quarterback position, they win the AFC East. Like, teams will have to come get them. They showed last year all of these national announcers talking about, oh, the Miami Dolphins are going to fizzle in the cold. They're not made for the cold, okay? Don't give me that garbage. That's like football players. You go out there and you play your game. It's 3 hours. You suck it up. Who's the number one national guy? What's his name? It'll come to me. I'll keep talking, but
okay.
Like, don't give me that nonsense. Like, I don't care about the cold.
Oh, you mean like Jim? Are you talking announcers like Jim Nance or
no radio show? Oh, it was Skip Bayless. I think no, I don't want to call.
You don't want to use the term Skip Bayless and number one in the same sentence, unless it's number one troll.
Yeah. So, they showed last year that they're built for this, and I just think that, you know, I just think that they're the team to beat as long as they stay healthy. And that's not Troy being a homer. You know, that's no, it's not. It's how I see it. You know, I'm getting frustrated here. Look, I'm like, don't count my Dolphins out, man. Do not count my Dolphins out. All right.
No, okay. Let me ask you this. And I know at the end of the day, players have to make business decisions, right? When they sign somewhere, you got to go where the offers are and where the money is. I mean, we saw Jason Taylor play a year for the New York Jets once. That was crazy. Yeah. But if you were in the situation that Mike Gesicki was in, or the situation Jason Taylor was in years ago, would it be difficult for you as a Miami Dolphin guy? Would it be difficult to sign for a team like the Patriots or the Jets? Or would you just say, I don't even care? I need a new team. Would that not even cross your mind? Or would the allegiance cross your mind?
The difficulty is the conversation with your agent. When he calls and he's like, hey, I think I got a deal for you. The New York Jets, they want you. And initially, you're like, what? The New York Jets? And then you go, how much?
And who else is offering?
How much?
Yeah.
And then he tells you, you go, I got anything else? And he goes, no, not really. Like, this is the spot that you should be. And you get to play against the Miami Dolphins twice. All right, let's sign this deal. And you get off the phone and you go buy some warm clothes, and that's all. And just get ready to live the Northeastern style. That's all.
Now, could you imagine being in a situation, because I think this has happened before. An example I can remember is Brett Favre, where you actually, like, you want to go play for a rival because you want to stick it to your team. Because remember, Favre wanted so badly to be a Viking. Like, it took him an extra year to get there. He had to spend a year with the Jets, and then he went to Minnesota, had some success there. So, like, he wanted to stick it to the Packers. Like, I'm not necessarily saying that's what Gesicki wants to do, but can you imagine, like, wanting to actually go to a rival to stick it to your old team?
That's part of it. Like, it's like your girlfriend broke up with you, all right? She left you. And you're like, okay, I'm going to get back at you, not in some physical confrontation or something like that, but you're going to go out and find someone better than her.
Yeah.
So
find a friend of hers or something, you know.
Oh.
I've got a very vengeful mind, I think.
That's kind of tricky right there. Yeah. So it's part of sports. You circle that game. You get ready for that game. You can't wait for that game. And hopefully, you know, he performs well, but he doesn't do his little dance. And it'll be a new dance out next year if he comes down here doing that dance. I'm going to say, come on, dude, update your wardrobe, right? Forget that stuff. So, and at the same time, it will be a nice challenge for the Miami Dolphins defense and who's assigned to cover him. Because I think that he'll be more of a focus player with the New England Patriots than he will for the Miami Dolphins. His talents are being wasted down here. So I think it's a good move by him. I think it's a good move by the New England Patriots. I think that, you know, the way they run their offense, he could do some nice things up there. Let's just hope that he doesn't have a Pro Bowl season.
Yeah. No, I hope not. So there's another Tom Brady quote talking about, you know, how much he loves, you know, being retired, and he's not going to unretire. And listen, you know, I he's not going to be a Dolphin. I don't want to be one of these people like on First Take where it's like, oh, still, hey, watch out for Brady. Like, you know, for better or for worse, the Dolphins are hitching their wagon to Tua, right? They picked up the fifth year option. So I think at least for the next 2 years, fourth year and fifth year, they're hitching their wagon to Tua Tagovailoa. So Tom Brady said, this was to Rick Stroud of, the Tampa Bay Times. Tampa Bay Times, he says, there's nothing I love more than football, he said, but I have young children and they watch enough of their dad's games and it's time for me to watch their games, he says. So, he's happily retired. I mean, listen, at some point you're going to be 46 years old. At some point you have to let it go. So I think he's going to stay retired.
I mean, he has a serious point right there. His kids, I don't know the ages of his kids.
I think
kids,
some of his kids might be like college age at this point. Like,
really?
I don't know. I mean, he's got the what about the kid that he had with Bridget
Moynihan? The first one.
The first one. Yeah, he's got to be like that kid's got to be like 18 by now.
Good grief. But I'm thinking that his kids were more like, you know, like 12, 13.
Oh, he's got a big spread. He's got older and younger ones.
He spreads the wealth.
Yeah.
He does. I thought they was like 12, 13. And, you know, that's tough. They have to play their games on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. We used to play football on Sunday mornings up north. And if you're out there playing, you're going to miss a lot of that. And you can't get those days back. Donald, you got a little kid right now.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. Like, so when I hear you tell me his words, I'm sitting there saying, I get that 100%. Like, it's time for me to take the spotlight off of me and put it on to my kids and show up at my kids' game and support them. And so that they can now show me what they've learned over the years. You know, that's just special. That's special.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, so on the way out, because Troy just had a nap, I need a nap. So I'm gonna be
I was out cold.
How long was the nap?
I think I went to sleep. I laid down. It was 2 o'clock, and I said, "All right, I need to set an alarm for 3:15."
Yeah,
and like 3:15 came like that. And I usually don't nap on a Friday. Like I can nap on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but Friday I'm usually like gung ho and ready to go. But
yeah, Friday's go time.
Yeah, Friday is. Let's get it done. St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yes, right. you know what's a great life hack? I did this 1 year. Haven't done it since just because people think it's weird. But I'm telling you, man, you go to Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo. Or sorry, Mexican restaurant on St. Patrick's Day, Irish restaurant on Cinco de Mayo, you flip them, and so you avoid the crowds in either direction.
That makes sense.
It's a life hack.
Unless you're looking for atmosphere. See, you just.
I'm
you
not.
Just,
I'm just. Well, see, I can I make my own atmosphere.
You're making a point. Yeah. You're making a point. And I sit there and say, now you're thinking like a father. You know what I'm saying, Donald? You're thinking like a little older. You're not thinking like that young guy. Because that young guy on St. Patty's Day is going to the Irish pub.
Yeah, because like I'm not interested in going somewhere where it's standing room only and I gotta wait a half hour to get a bar stool and then the bartenders and you notice everything now, every restaurant's understaffed. So you're lucky if you can get the bartender's attention every 20 minutes. Like everybody's understaffed these days. You go to a Mexican restaurant tonight, going to be empty because everyone's at the Irish bars. Then you go to the Irish bar on Cinco. You just flip them and your life is going to be a lot easier.
That makes sense. I'm on board with that.
With that said, I'll probably end up at some Irish bar tonight.
Waiting in line.
Yeah, waiting in line, the whole deal. Everyone, and thanks to our guy, Ray Grullon, for giving us some love in the live chat today. We love you, Ray. And we will see you guys again in a couple weeks. I'm going to be on vacation next week.
Where are you going?
Going to Southern California. It's a big trip because it's my 5-year-old son's first ever plane ride. And, you know, I want to see how he does in that 5-hour plane ride, because at some point we got to take him to the old country over to Italy at some point, which is a 9-hour flight. So we're going to see how he does on a 5-hour flight and we'll go from there.
That's going to be a great experience for him. Like seeing that big plane up close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, that's like joyful. So
yeah, he's gonna love it. But I know at three minutes after the plane takes off, he's gonna be like, "Dad, are we there yet?" No, he's not gonna go to sleep. We're gonna take off 3 minutes later. Are we there yet? And that's gonna go on for the next 5 hours.
Well, charge the computer. Make sure you get the internet and all of that. Keep them busy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So huge shout out and thank you to Troy Stratford. Huge shout out to everybody who watched and listened. You can get the audio feed always at the 3 Yards Per Carry podcast. Alf, Simon, and Chris are nice enough to host us there. And we will talk to you guys in a couple weeks on another Extra Yard on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. See ya.
Dono, have a safe trip. Have a good time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.